God is like that father in the parable. He's looking for you. God forgives us of the past. He will never bring up our sin again. Never too late to turn to God. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Revelation. This is the day the Lord has made, and we can rejoice in it because God has sent us His own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as a Savior for the whole world. That's the good news we're celebrating this Christmas season. And that's why I'm glad you've joined me today on Revelation. All this month of December, we're preparing for Christmas by searching the Word of God for the true meaning of this celebration. You know, it's very sad that many people celebrate Christmas as a holiday, but they don't actually know what it is they are celebrating. They don't know the reason for the season. But here at Revelation, we're discovering the real meaning of Christmas each and every week. Each week, we're looking at the spirit of Christmas. So far, you'll remember that we've learned that the spirit of Christmas is the spirit of generosity. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son for us. We've also learned that the spirit of Christmas is the spirit of peace. When Jesus was born, the angels proclaimed, "Peace on earth." Christ is the Prince of Peace. And when He comes into our hearts, He brings us a peace that passes all understanding. Well, today we're going to learn about the third spirit of Christmas, the spirit of joy. You see, not only did the angels proclaim peace on earth when Jesus was born, they also declared that this news was news of great joy. And when you receive Christ in your life, you too will understand the great joy He brings to our hearts. For joy is one of the things that makes Christmas such a beautiful time of year. In fact, Christmas is so wonderful, I wish every day could be Christmas. I always have such joy when I think about the Lord coming to be born on earth as a Savior for us. But the great thing about Christmas is that because of Jesus' birth, we can have joy not just at this season, but throughout the whole entire year. When you understand the true meaning of Christmas, it will help you to keep joy every day, not just during the celebration, but all through the year. Now, that may surprise you. You may be wondering how you can have joy all year long. And I can understand that question. All too often, daily life seems far removed from Christmas. Everyday life can often be difficult. So if joy is going to work, it has to work in an imperfect, often ugly world. If joy is going to work, you can't wait for perfect circumstances because we don't live in a perfect world. But that's what is so wonderful about the Christmas story. That's what the message of Christmas is all about. God came down to this sinful, evil, and ugly world and brought us the most beautiful gift ever, Jesus Christ. Jesus was born in a dirty manger in difficult circumstances, yet He brought joy to the world. And that encourages us because it means joy can happen anywhere, even where you are today. See, friends, you've got a choice to make. You can choose to be joyful or you can choose something else. Because of the kind of world we live in, you can choose to be discouraged because there's a lot to be discouraged about. You could choose to be angry because in this world, there's a lot to be angry about. You could choose to be unhappy because sometimes there's a lot to be unhappy about in this life. But the message of Christmas is this. Because Jesus came, you can choose to be a joyful person. The fact is, joy is a choice. It was a choice for Mary and Joseph. When God changed their plans, they had to choose joy or sorrow. It was a choice for the wise men. When they saw the star, they had to choose follow or forget it. It was especially a choice for the shepherds. Would they believe the angels or doubt? And the same thing is true for all of us. Joy is a choice. So you might ask today then, well, how can I choose joy? You see, joy is not automatic. Even those of us who have been Christians for a long time, even those of us who come to church, realize that joy isn't automatic. You don't have joy because you read the Bible or pray. You don't have joy just by coming to church. So today, let's discover three choices you need to make today to bring the spirit of joy into your life at Christmas and throughout the year. The first choice is, joy comes when I choose to believe the good news. Have you ever been really discouraged and the phone rings and you answer and it's some good news? All of a sudden, even for a moment, your spirit is lifted. You've just seen the power that good news can bring joy to your heart. This happened to me just recently. I was feeling discouraged. I was facing a lot of challenges. I was working and praying hard, but things just didn't seem to be working out. Then all of a sudden, I got a phone call. I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't aware that someone was going to call me. And all of a sudden, when I got this call with very good news, I was filled with joy. I forgot about my problems. I forgot that things had not been going well. I just focused on the good news. It's the kind of thing that happened to these shepherds the first Christmas. Luke 2 says, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.'" When you think about it, there these shepherds were out in the field late at night watching sheep. Suddenly, news came to them that they could choose to believe. If they chose to believe it, they would be joyful. Their circumstances didn't look joyful. They were tired. They were lonely. They were isolated. But they had to look past their gloomy, unexciting surroundings and choose joy by choosing to believe. That's why the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid." See, they had to prepare their hearts to receive the good news. And here's the truth that you need to know today to help you choose joy no matter what circumstance of life you're in. Faith is a joy keeper, but fear is a joy stealer. Friends, in order for you to choose joy, you have to have faith in your heart, because faith always leads to joy. Faith always brings greater joy to our hearts. Why does faith always lead to joy? Because faith doesn't look at the circumstances of life. It doesn't look at surroundings. Faith doesn't look at the doctor's report or the bank statement or the divorce papers. Faith doesn't take its joy from the news about the economy or the threats from the enemies. Faith always finds joy because faith focuses on the end result. 1 Peter says, "Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls." What are these verses telling us? Faith doesn't rest on what can be seen. It rests on the unseen. And it focuses on the end result. It looks ahead and says, "I haven't seen my Lord yet, but I know I will see him. I haven't seen my breakthrough yet, but I know it's coming. I haven't had that contract signed, but I know in the end it will come to pass. I'm looking at the end result. I know I will win. I know with God on my side, I will overcome. I know that I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. No matter how things look today, the end result will be my reward. In the end, I will be healed. In the end, I will be blessed. In the end, I will get that job. In the end, I will celebrate my marriage. In the end, I will hold my child. In the end, I will have that promotion. In the end, I will have my reward." See, friends, joy can endure all kinds of disappointments and setbacks when it focuses on the end result. Joy believes the Word of God, and faith always gets what it believes. When you focus on the end result, you can endure all kinds of trials. That's, in fact, what helped Jesus make it through the cross. Hebrews 12 says, "Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he's seated in the place of honor beside God's throne." Jesus made it through the agony of Calvary because he looked forward to the end result and saw the joy that made it all worthwhile. He saw the honor and glory that would be given to him, and it gave him courage to endure. And that same power, that same endurance, that same faith, that same joy is available to you when you look at the end result. Believe God's word, and your joy won't end at Christmas. Even if temporarily you're not making progress, joy will still be with you. For when you believe the good news, your faith will help you focus on the end result. Psalms 30 verse 5 says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." And I love that verse because loneliness may be your partner today, but marriage comes in the morning. An empty womb may be your portion now, but a baby comes in the morning. Hunger may stalk you at night, but a full stomach will greet you at dawn. Even if your circumstances look dark today, God can turn your desert into a fruitful land. Isaiah 35 says, "The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy." So I say to you today, hold on to your joy. Believe the good news. You may have been walking in a desert. You may say this is a dry and parched land, but your wilderness is going to blossom by faith. It's a new day, a new season, a new year is coming, a season of victory, a season of joy. The hour of rejoicing has come. Never mind how dry it is. Never mind how lonely it's been. Never mind how parched the land has been or that the vultures have been circling. Never mind that the sand has been blowing and the well is dried up. Never mind that your bank account sits empty and the contract is unsigned or that your visa has yet to be granted. Never mind that they don't call you or they don't knock on your door. For the day of rejoicing is here. Joy is not subject to circumstances. It's not limited in the desert or held hostage by your situation. God sees the end result and He's promised to see you through. But friends, if you believe, then you've got to prove your faith by your actions. For the Bible says faith without works is dead. You can jump up and claim it today, but you've got to do something else. You've got to choose today to obey the good news. Joy comes not just by believing, but obeying also. Luke 2 says, "When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger." Why did the shepherds go? Because they believed what God had said. And because they believed what God had said, they got up and acted. They obeyed the word of the angels. They could have spent the rest of their lives wondering. They could have said, "Well, I don't know if that's true. Let me just wait here till someone else goes to see." They could have been stuck in a field outside of Bethlehem. But they trusted what God had said. They believed the word of God. So let me ask you a question today. Are you stuck in a field outside Bethlehem? Are you in a place where your faith hasn't moved you into action? Are you sitting there listening to the good news and yet not obeying what you hear? Are you stuck in a lonely field outside Bethlehem? You may be going to church every Sunday hearing about Jesus and yet you've never given your heart to Christ. You may be hearing about tithing and giving, yet you still drop your 1-1 Ghana CD in the envelope every week. You may be hearing about God asking you to get up and witness to your neighbor, yet you still keep making excuses and you refuse to obey. But let me tell you something, friend. You can hear all the good news you want, but until you obey it, the joy won't last. For the joy begins by hearing the good news, but it abides by obeying the good news. I'm afraid there's a lot of us stuck in a field outside Bethlehem. You hear God say, "Trust me with your life. Trust me with this decision or this relationship." But you just stay there and wonder, is that God? Maybe this happened years ago for you, but I'm here to tell you it's never too late to trust Him. It's never too late to let go and let Jesus Christ be the Lord of your life. You don't have to wonder any longer. Today may be your day to trust Him. Today is your day to ask Him to help you with that decision. Today is your day to ask Him to give you the strength in that relationship. Christmas is the method that joy can happen in our lives. Joy happens in our lives when you and I decide to do what God has said. That's why Psalm 19:8 says, "The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart." God's commandments actually bring joy. Now, if I say 10 commandments, what do you automatically think of? You probably think of rules or regulations or restrictions or duty. You might even think of the guilt of your own sin. We don't automatically think of joy. But listen, God gave us these commandments, these directions to bring us joy. He's our joy maker, our joy creator. He knows how we're wired. He knows how we're made. And because He says, "Here's the directions for your life," it can lead us to joy. See, God's direction, God's commandments, God's instructions to you are not there to harm you or to hinder you or to harass you. They're there to bring you joy. Once there was a woman who was going through some very difficult trials. She was experiencing distress in her marriage. Her job was unfulfilling and was causing her heartache. She became so distressed over her circumstances that she felt like giving up. She felt lonely, dejected, and isolated. Everything she tried turned out bad. It seemed nothing was working for her. Finally, she came to the point of exhaustion and felt there was no way out of her terrible circumstances and that there would never be joy in her life again. One day, as she was sitting in her kitchen at home, frustrated and lonely, she sat there for a long time weeping. Then she noticed a small bird had somehow gotten into her kitchen. So she went and opened the door to the outside, thinking the bird would simply fly out. But to her surprise, the bird, instead of flying out the window, flying out the door, kept hitting the window. Several times, the bird flew directly into the window, thinking that that was the way for freedom. Well, of course, each time the bird hit the window, it got weaker and weaker, and every time it got lower and lower. The woman didn't know what to do, and so she just watched, and then she saw that this little bird became so weak, he couldn't fly again at all. All he could do was walk. As she continued to watch, this little bird, weak and tired, slowly and simply walked through the door. He couldn't fly again, couldn't reach the window that was closed, so he just walked out the door. When he did, he regained his freedom and his strength, and he flew away. The woman realized God was speaking to her. Just like that little bird, she had been using her own effort, frustrating herself day in and day out, reacting harshly to her family, knocked down, not giving her best at work. She was knocked down, paying back evil for evil. She was knocked down, saying and doing things she knew were wrong. She was knocked down, hitting herself in frustration over and over. Until finally she realized all she had to do was humble herself under the power of God's grace and mercy and simply walk out the door into freedom in obedience to God. Joy comes from obedience. Psalm 97 says, "Light shines on the godly and joy on those whose hearts are right." Joy comes when you choose to believe good news, and joy comes when you choose to do what God says. And that brings us to the third truth today. Joy also comes when you choose to share with others. Luke 2 says, after seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. You see, when the shepherds received the truth of God's coming into their hearts, they had to share it with others. Their joy was so full, it had to pour out in praise and witness to the truth. And the same thing must be true in your life. Psalm 107 says, with joy they should tell what he has done. You see, friends, a principle of joy is this. Joy that lasts cannot be kept inside. The fact is, what I give away, I will keep. What I try to keep, I will lose. One time there was a pastor in the village who had a large library of books. He loved his books, but every day the people from his church would come to borrow those books. Day after day, people would borrow them, and gradually his library got smaller and smaller because they didn't return them. After some time, the pastor's library was about half empty, so he decided no more giving out of the books. But then one day, a tragedy occurred. A kerosene lantern fell over in the kitchen, and the house caught on fire. The fire quickly spread through the whole house, and it burned to the ground. Even his precious library burned down. He lost all the books he had left on his shelves. But then something strange happened. One by one, all his friends who had borrowed books began to bring them back. And in a short time, his library was once again filled with books. Listen to what the pastor said about this situation. The books that I kept, I lost. The books that I gave away, I kept. So it is with our lives. What we give to God, we will end up keeping. What we try to hold on to, we'll end up losing. Do you want to keep the joy? You've got to give it away. Do you want to have Christ in your life? You've got to share Him with others. Do you want to keep the joy of Christmas in your heart? You've got to share Him. Remember what Jesus taught in Luke 15, in verse 10. In the same way, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God when one sinner changes his heart and life. Heaven celebrates with lasting joy when you and I share the good news with others. That's why Acts 20:35 says, "You should remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive." How often do we get distracted by all the busyness of Christmas and forget the real meaning and purpose of this celebration? How often do we fail to realize that the outward things that we celebrate are simply packaging, but the really important thing is the joy and the happiness of Christ coming to live inside of us. He is the reason for the season. You can find true joy today. You can find a joy that will last forever. Believe the good news. Jesus has come to save you and give you eternal life. Obey the good news. Follow God's commands and find a life that is richer and more blessed than any life you could ever have on your own. Share the good news with others and find that in giving, you actually gain more than you had at first. That's how the spirit of Christmas can stay with us every day. The spirit of generosity will fill us as we realize that God so loved the world, He gave His Son. The spirit of peace will remain with us and rule in our hearts and minds as we put our trust in Jesus Christ. And the spirit of joy will flood our souls as we believe His word, obey His truth, and share Christ with others. That's my prayer for each of you today. May Christ be born anew in your heart. May the power of His love fill you over and over again. May you believe the good news. May you walk in obedience to the good news. And may you have the grace of God to share that good news with others all around you. Let me take a moment and pray with you. Would you just put your hand on your chest? Almighty Father, I thank You for each and every one who's watching this program today. I lift them before You right now, and I ask that You would move in their hearts by the power of Your Holy Spirit. Where there's sickness, bring healing. Where there's darkness, bring light. Where there's hatred, bring love. Where there's bitterness, bring forgiveness. Where there's emptiness, bring fullness. Where there's lack, O God, bring Your presence, for in Your presence there's fullness of joy. Father, I ask You that every one of us who's heard this good news today, that Jesus Christ has come to live inside of us, I pray that we'll all believe it, that we'll act on our faith and receive You by faith. And Lord, we will live in daily obedience to Your word, sharing and giving the good news of Christ to everyone around us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining me today. I look forward to seeing you again next week on this same station, on this day, at the same time, as we conclude our teaching series, The Spirit of Christmas. May God richly bless you till then. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for joining us today on Revelation with Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb. I trust that today's message has been a great blessing to you. Pastor Whitcomb shared that when you receive Christ into your life, you too will understand the great joy He brings to our hearts. In fact, the joy of having the Lord in your life would not go away. That's why I invite you to take the steps to make Jesus the Lord of your life. We have the study notes for today's teaching and a study guide on our current topic of Christmas at www.revrcw.com. The study guide will help you study God's Word for yourself. You'll also be able to view other episodes of Revelation, and you'll be able to listen to selected sermons from Pastor Whitcomb online at www.revrcw.com, and it's all for free. Please join us next week at the same time on this same station for another exciting episode of Revelation with Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb. May God richly bless you.
Are you stressed by the political campaign? It is true that we are in a political season, but it is also true that Christmas is here with us. Join Pastor Whitcomb and the Global Praise Choir to sing your favorite Christmas carols at our Candlelight Christmas Eve service. Make this Christmas truly memorable. Come with family and friends to Agape House on 24th December.
program is brought to you by Revelation Media Ministry through the generous support of our partners. Watch Revelation with Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb each week at the same time on this station. For more inspiration, visit our website at www.revrcw.com.